We begin with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simcha Chavav Sif Yud Gimel. Mish Mispal Beisa Knesset Beisa Medrash Tamid. If somebody always davens in a certain shul, and Baal Loi Mekadosh for Beisa Knesset Acher, and now he wants to say Kaddish in a different shul, Havelim Shisham Yechayim Letchoysoy, the Havelim from that shul could tell him that Afilu Tach Shiva, even if he's in the middle of the Shiva, go to the shul where you always daven. The Goyim Mer Oirich, he's less than a guest. Ke Oirich, a guest, Ein Lo Mokum L'Spalel V'Lo Mekadosh, does not have a place where to daven and say Kaddish. V'Zeh Yesh Lo, he has the regular shul where he davens. The Paiskim also say, if there's a shul that's owned by an individual, Rav or etc., then that Rav has the right to make the determination who should say Kaddish, because that shul is his, so to speak, private business, and he has the right to make those decisions. Sif Yudalad. Mishi Yochav Roy L'Spalo Fnei Tefela, Fnei Tevi Yispalo. Somebody who has the ability to beat about Tefila when he's Avil should do so. Umar Yoysim Kaddish Yosim, it's even more powerful than saying Kaddish. Shloi Niskan El Ektanim, the Kaddish was made for the Ktanim who can't be the Bali Tefillah. And the Paiskim say that a cotton, even if he's a very young child, if he's able to say Kaddish and he's able to keep himself clean, should say Kaddish, but it has to be able to be clean, say Kaddish, and say it loud enough that people should be able to hear him and answer the Amen. Some suggest that when there's a young boy saying Kaddish, he should have an adult say Kaddish along with him. And the Mishnah Berurah says where the minig is that the one who says Kaddish also says a Baruch Hu. Obviously, if the person saying Kaddish is under Bar Mitzvah, he should not be the one saying the Baruch Hu. Mishana Yochel Aspal Kala Tefillah is somebody who can't be the Pel Tefillah for an entire Tefillah. Ispalo Asher Valtzin Alahala. So she daven that part of the davening. Whoever, as we've been learning, has precedent as far as the Kaddish is concerned, could go in Ben Shiva Shloshim, somebody in the Shiva, somebody in the Shloshim. Yeshle Gamkin Schus Yosef Ben Tefillah also has precedence regarding being the Baal Tefillah. Noigin She'en Ovel Mispalo Lefnei Teva B'Shabbos V'Yontev. The minig is that Ovel is not the Baal Tefillah on Shabbos V'Yontev. Ach Im Gam Koinim Havelis. If before he, Rahman Slam, became an Ovel, he was an individual, Hayidakal, Espal, B'Shabbos, V'Yontif, who always damned before, he was the Baal Tefillah, so then the halacha is, then Gam Zman has Avelis, Yispal, he should continue doing so, even when he's a Ovel. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you have a shul that has a steady Baal Tefillah, they have a person, he is always the Baal Tefillah, and they don't let a person who is an Ovel down for the Amid, that's what that shul can and should do. Sif Tezvav, Shnaim Shisham B'din Kaddish. If you have two individuals who are equal as far as the Kaddish is concerned, Shnaim Yechayim L'Spal Afnei Tefillah, and both Kedavin, Amrutzim B'Shav L'Kol, and the Tzibur is satisfied with them, Yatilu Goyrul, the Shemeke Goyrul, Sheachad Yispal at Asher V'Otzin, one should daven till Asher V'Otzin, V'Sheni Yispal Asher V'Otzin, and the second one should daven Asher V'Otzin. V'Mechad Eni Yochel Yispal Afnei Tefillah Teva, and if one can't be a Chazan, or She'en Amrutz L'Kol, or he's a person that the Tzibur doesn't want, the Yispal Sheni, so the other one was the Baal Tefillah, Lohif Tzetzesh Yispal Zchus B'Kadeshim, the person who davened doesn't lose his opportunity to say a Kaddish. Even though that's the letter of the law, it's appropriate that he should give in to give the opportunity to a person who didn't daven as the Baal Tefillah to be the one to say the Kaddish, and certainly he should give it up to the Ketanim who certainly could not have been the Baal Tefillah. Mishu Oval Al Oviv Vel Imai. Some is an Ovel on his, both of his parents. Become Malcolm Enlois Chus Yosef Tfilis the Kadesh Mishar Ovel. He doesn't have precedent over anyone else. There's a big discussion amongst the Paiskim if somebody is a Avil on both parents, should he say Kaddish for both of them, or should he say Kaddish for the first one, and then when the second parent, Rechman Tzolan's Nifter, have somebody else say Kaddish for that other parent? And the minig is that a child is more important to say Kaddish than anyone else. And even if Rahman Slan, the situation that came up is that he's saying Kaddish for two parents at the same time, that is preferable over having an outsider say Kaddish. The question that does, however, come up is if somebody is a person who's hired to say Kaddishim, could he say Kaddish for many people, or could he only say Kaddish for one Kaddish? And this is a very big discussion. Rav Moshe discusses this in a tshuva, and it seems that Rav Moshe's opinion is that when a person who's not a family member saying Kaddish, he should only say one Kaddish at a time, and it would be best if you're hiring somebody to say Kaddish, he should say exclusively for the person that is hiring him. If he's not doing so, he certainly has the obligation to tell the people who hired him that that is what he is doing. And moreover, if he's saying for multiple people, for each Kaddish that he says, he should have in mind a different person that he's saying the Kaddish for. Sif Yud Zayin. Noigim She'enarim Kaddish Yud Al Chodesh. Kaddish is only set for 11 months. Shloi L'Hachzik Oviv Imoi Rishoyim. Not the Chas Rishoyim to make and people that as if his parents are Rishoyim. The Mishpat Rishoyim Yud Beis Chodesh. Rishoyim are in Gehenna for 12 months. Shemes. And therefore the Halacha is if somebody Derech Moshel died in Yud Shvat, Poiskalim B'Tes Tevis of Yud Tevis L'Yomer. He should stop saying Kaddish on the 9th of Tevis. On the 10th of Tevis, he should no longer say Kaddish. The Havi Yom Elof B'Chodesh Yud Beis, it's already one day into the 12th month. The Yom Echad B'Chodesh, even one day into the month, Choshev Chodesh is already considered like you're into the next month. The Yom Ki'ilu Omer Yod Beis Chodesh, and it'll be like he said, Kaddish for 12 months. Well, Inyan Zeh, as far as this halach is concerned, Moinim Yom Akfura, we start counting from the day of the burial, V'Loim Yom Misa, not from the day of the Ptira. Shem Nikva Yud Al Shvat, if he was buried in Yud Al Shvat, as Poisik be Yud Tevis, then the last day of Kaddish would be on Yud Tevis. Kam Mishpat, the Mishpat in Shemayim, Eina Maschel Allah Lach Kfura, doesn't begin until after burial. Vim Hoysub Shonim Uberis, if it's a 13-month year, Poisik Tes O Yud Kislev. Yom Zeshu Poisik Bey, the day, the last day of somebody saying Kaddish, Yesh Lo Kol HaKadeshim. That person has precedent to say all the Kadeshim. Rak L'Yartzai Shayach Kaddishach, if there's somebody who has Yartzai that day, he gets one Kaddish. V'Kela Ben Lamed, if there's somebody in the Shloishim, he gets a Kaddish. V'Miesh Kam Yartzai Tino B'nei Lamed, if there are a number of people who have Yartzai that day in Shul, the number of people who are in the middle of the Shloishim in the Shul, Nitchu M'Pnei Gamri, he's going to lose out. Mi Sheyedei Ba'ovev V'Imoi, if somebody is aware that his parents, Rachman Shalom, were Rishoyim, Moshe Shinedoni Yud Beis Chodesh, that are in Gehenna for a whole 12 months, Roy Mechuv Shem Kaddish Yud Beis Chodesh, for such a person, Kaddish should be said for all 12 months. The Chasam Sofer says that if somebody, Rachman Shalom, was Nifter because of he committed suicide, for such a person, Kaddish should be said all 12 months. However, the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Birkei Yosef that in such a case, don't say all 12 months, say 11 months and 3 weeks. And he actually, the Shas Tshuva's Beis Yotzer, actually quotes the Chasam Sofer, who told his children that they should say Kaddish after him for 11 months and 3 weeks, not just 11 months. There's also discussion in the Paiskim when we say that somebody who's saying Kaddish should stop after 11 months, does that include the Kaddish Derabbanans? Sif Yudches. K'sheish harbe aveilim rechman tzlan, when the number aveilim the shul, as kadesh lo yovel at the ektotus merivis, the worst that we can have is any disagreement. The best thing we could do, I heard from the Blujva Rebbe, for a parent, is not to fight over the Kadeshim, not to fight over the Omid, but to be Mavater. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, there shouldn't be any disagreements. Noigim, but that's why the Minig became the Harbi Mekoyim, Shem, Mishnayim, Mishloisha, B'yachad, that a number of people should say Kaddish at the same, should say the Kaddish at the same time in order to avoid Machloikis. And the Chasam Sofer says that in the name of the Shev Yaakov, that if somebody says a Kaddish, or somebody who takes an Omid when it shouldn't be his Omid or Kaddish, the person who's supposed to get that Kaddish, the Neshama who's supposed to get the Kaddish or the Omid, gets the credit for that Tefillah or that Kaddish. Sif Yutes. If in the shul there's nobody who's a Ovel, so somebody who doesn't have parents should be the one to say Kaddish. There are places that different relatives say Kaddish on their relatives. When there's nobody who's saying Kaddish for a parent. If someone wants to say Kaddish after a grandparent, grandfather, I am Ziknos, a grandmother, Shemesu B'Leibonim, particularly if there were people, great-grandparents or people who died without children, or after children, one's children, Rachman Salud didn't say leave children. These are people who are very that they were very sensitive to, and therefore the halacha is, Yenichula Aveilim Lai Mekadosh Echad, we should let these people, even though they're not direct chiyuvim, to say a Kaddish on behalf of such relatives. After each of the Chiyuvim got one Kaddish. There are places that they allow other Kroibim to say Kaddishim, even though there are people who are saying Kaddish after a parent. They make a compromise. That these other relatives do not say the same amount of Kaddishim, like those who are saying Kaddish after a parent. We always follow the Minig. But every city, every community should have an established Minig. There are many Minhagim regarding Baruch Hashem, if there's nobody who's a chiyuv, and what Kaddish could be said. The Pesachim seems to be very clear that the Kaddish the Rabbanon could always be said by somebody, even if he's not a yosim, he's not a chiyuv. There are many that suggest the Kaddish that said Friday night after L'chadoidi, after Mizmah Shilu Yom HaShabbos, is a Kaddish that doesn't belong to a Yosem, to a Chiyev. Anybody could say it, even if he, Baruch Hashem, has parents. And the Devar Chaim's opinion was that after the Kaddish that said after the Yoim, and the Kaddish that said after Ein Kalakenu, is part of the Tefillah. And therefore, if there's no one in Shul that is obligated to say Kaddish, the Baal Tefillah should be the one to say that Kaddish. Sif Chof, Habas Ein Loi Mekaddish Beis HaKnesses, a daughter should not be the one to say Kaddish. Ach Yesha Mishim Roitz Las Minyan Bebeis HaShatoy Misham, if she wants to make a minyan in her home, she may do so. V'yesh Eimer the Gam Zois Ein Lasses, that girls should not be saying Kaddish. Sif Chof Alf, Mish Yehoi La Yard Site, somebody had a yard site, V'la Yochar Loi Mekaddish, and he can't say Kaddish, Kigoyin, Shoye B'derech, if he's on the road, or Shloi Gi Loi Kaddish, as they were distributing the Kaddishim, he didn't, in a shul that only one Kaddish is said by one person, he didn't get a Kaddish to say, Yochal Loi Mekaddish B'Tfilas Arvis, he could still say Kaddish in the Meiriv, Ach Yard Site, after the Yard Site. The Chasam Sofer discusses where there's an individual, Narchaim Simkuf Samach Aleph, with an individual who's not sure what is the date of the yard site of a parent. Is it the fourth or the fifth day of the month? So he says, if this person has siblings has brothers who are not here and he can't communicate with them, and they know when the yahrzeit is, so he should keep only the first day of the 2 days that he's not sure which is the day of the yahrzeit. But if he's the only one that's keeping that yahrzeit, then he should say Kaddish and try to beat about tefillah on both of those days.